All right. Everyone calm down. Everyone relax. We're doing it. The boys are here. We're back. The boys are back, motherfuckers. Okay? It's me, and you're listening to another episode of Loud About Nothing. It's me. Okay, everyone relax, because it's me. You know me. Come on. You don't hear my voice, and you go, who is that? You know me. It's fucking me, Seabass Provolone, Sebastian Canelli, the hottest dude in the podcast game. Fuck yes. Okay, everyone calm the fuck down. Everyone chill the frick out, okay? He's here, and he is looking cute as fuck today, okay? He is looking nice. My boy Jordan may have Nike. Jack Harlow may have New Balance. But my cute boy Robbie, he's got Fila tracksuits fucking. He's got a fucking deal with them, bro. He's running that shit. Looking cute as fuck, Robbie. Say what's up, Robbie.
What's up, everybody? Coming in hot. New year. Same us.
New year, same us. Yeah, this is beautiful.
Nah, we're coming nice. Out. You got your nice doggy, Ralph Lauren. We're coming out with our
some I got
our
my finest. Ralphie boy.
We're coming out with some of our finest attire to start off the new year.
I'm a teddy bear man through and through. I love a shirt with a teddy bear on it. You know what I mean? It's cute. It's cute.
It's disarming. It lets the ladies know I'm a teddy bear. It just gives them the direct correlation that they were probably doing in their head. You just make sure they definitely do it.
Exactly. I might as well have on my shirt three dates and maybe something. I should have on my shirt. I'll pay for dinner a couple times and then I won't hook up with you because I'll be like, I'll feel guilty about it and I'll just break it off. What animal would that be? Because that's the thing I should have on
that's
my shirt.
That's the Seabass Provolone special.
That's the Seabass Provolone. Fucking second date, I'm taking you out. We do a bottle of wine. We get fucking appetizers. We got fucking entree, bro. I fucking take you. I give you the best kiss of your fucking life. And then I never talk to you again. Phenomenal. I'm not out there binging and banging girls, you know.
Well, what's that? You're not out there. Yeah, we know you're in your parents' apartment. You mean when life was open, you weren't out there binging and banging?
Even then, I was not out there.
Were you at least cuddling? Were you at least living up to the bear?
I was not even cuddling, bro. I was taking them out. I was having phenomenal conversations, a.k.a. I talked. They laughed their fucking ass off. When they were done laughing, I'd sneak in a question, and they go, holy shit, he's amazing. <You know? laughs> Phenomenal, bro. I would say this. I was the fucking Travis Scott sneakers of fucking first dates, bro. I fucking crushed. Undeniably good. Undeniably, I was phenomenal. And if I wasn't a good first dates for you, hit up the pod. I'd love to hear about it. This would be fucking tremendous. I'm ordering appetizers. I go, hey, you're gonna love this. I go, let's get some fucking peppers with the prosciutto and the provolone in the middle. I have them fucking licking oil off their fingers. They'll be like, I don't normally do this. I go, oh, baby, don't worry about it. You know what I mean?
If you're ordering appetizers, I'm going to Dwayne Reed.
Yes.
Yeah, we're on totally different pages. I feel appetizers means you're serious. That's a big move.
No, I'm not serious about the girl. I'm serious about the fucking dinner, bro. Okay. Yeah. I'm serious about it. I made reservations because I'm never going to a restaurant I make reservations for unless it's a date. I hate to say this. This is going to sound bad. The girl is just there as a vehicle to allow me to make reservations to a restaurant I want to go to.
You need to get friends.
What do you mean, bro?
My roommates, I would go to nice restaurants with my friends.
No, bro. No, I don't want to do that. We could have fucking hoagies on a couch. Hoagies. Who am I from Pennsylvania? What happened to me? Right? I mean, I would go to good food, but I wouldn't like try new restaurants or like go to like a fancy place with a friend.
Oh, I would do that.
You getting charcuterie boards with boys?
Yeah. I have female friends too, but yeah. I started I started 2020, actually. Maybe this is a bad omen. I went to like one of the best Italian restaurants in the city with my friend. We're like, all right, we'll start the year nice. We'll get a reservation January 1. It was easy to get a it was like that was the only day available in a long span. And I went to, it's called Don Angie in the West Village. It was phenomenal. But
phenomenal. I love this.
And the rest of the year.
That's what I need to do.
Yeah, you should do that.
So I'm done taking girls. Because you know what? Do you have to pay for your friends?
No.
I don't have to pay for the girls. I always did. I always did. I was all about that. You know?
Damn, paying for appetizers. That was nice. Well, you know what? Maybe you do it. You go back out in the wild. You've been.
You know what, bro? It made me feel good. It made me feel hot. What makes you feel hotter than be like, let's fucking live it up
and go to a nice spot? Yeah, there's an. I just watched Ratatouille, and it's like there's an aura to a nice restaurant that I don't know. It's cannot be replaced. That feeling.
Dreams are made in restaurants, bro.
I know.
Honestly, restaurants should have a fucking back room where you could go fuck right after, or at least lie down, because the transition to getting home is always, reality always sets in.
Strip clubs have it. They have a VIP room. I mean, you would know. Come on. Don't pretend you don't know what a champagne room is.
I would know. I've never heard of that.
Of course, everybody knows. It doesn't mean you've been in it. I haven't been in it.
What is this? Stripper?
You think there should be like a champagne room, VIP room at a nice restaurant?
I think there should be champagne rooms, VIP rooms. A smush room. That's not, I would say this because the magic is there in the restaurant. I just say we transition. You go through big bathrooms, fucking you do the bathrooms and you walk through the other side of the bathroom. You enter one side of the bathroom, you fucking clean up on your own sections. You go to the back and then you go to like,
I think it would might lose a little bit of the magic and the allure if they knew there was a fuck room in the back. If you knew you were 50 feet away from somebody who just finished fucking after they just had a New York cheesecake, I think
there might be some health code violations.
I think that might take away of the romance of the night.
Well, anyways, I'm letting all the fucking hotties out just, there.
You got to get your one bedroom or something. You got to get your own apartment.
I'm a good first date. I only get worse with time. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You could call me a fucking Heineken, you're leaving the sun. You know, I'm good for a moment, brother.
Yeah. Well, besides than the podcast, you're good. Sustainably,
I'm good
deep
forever.
Into the future.
Oh, yeah. With friends, I'm phenomenal. You know, right? And you know what? All my hotties are my boys. You're all my people out there, right? This is phenomenal. And please, we got a bunch of shares. Thank you so much for sharing. I could tell that people have been sharing. This is fucking beautiful. Please keep doing that. Truly, it makes us so happy.
Yeah. If you like it, we put a lot of time into the clips. Feel free to share the clips on Instagram. Send them to you. Don't even have to put them on your story. Send them to your friends. Leave a review.
Send the podcast to
your friends. Yeah. Oh, he's so funny. Whoever you like, whatever. Keep sharing. Keep telling friends. And yeah, we put a lot of time into this stuff. So we do appreciate it a lot.
Please keep writing those 5-star reviews. My mom asked me every other day, did you get a new 5-star review? You know how embarrassed I have to be? A 31-year-old son living in a basement getting no new 5-star reviews some days? It's mortifying. She goes, okay, I'll still make you your fucking chicken. But I mean, still, it's mortifying. I go, no new 5-star reviews today, ma. And she goes, oh, dear. Oh, no, no, no. Right? And I go, oh, ma, it's okay. And then she gets all faint. She goes, I'm feeling dizzy. And I go, ma, please, ma, relax. She goes, no, And I go, what's the matter, mom? She goes, I thought my son would get a 5-star review today. Okay? And then she lies on the Shea Lounge for 4 hours and she watched Hallmark, right? So please hit us with the 5-star review. Just share it to your friends and we fucking love this shit, you know? Because I know we're competing with the fucking moguls. You don't got to tell us, Disney Plus, everyone's saying, oh, Baby Yoda's so cute. We ain't cute. We're hot, bro. Little kids watch fucking Mandalorian, okay? When you want to be you text your friends, be like, you like Mandalorian? All right, let me know when you grow the fuck up because I got some hotties that you can fucking watch, okay?
We're competing for your time and your attention in the content wars. And yeah, there's kind of a shortage of content, so we should be doing good right now.
Yes, there is a shortage of content.
You watch Cobra Kai? That was a YouTube series, and then Netflix was like, "Oh shit, we don't have much content. We got to buy Cobra Kai," and now it's on Netflix.
Phenomenal. We are Cobra Kai fans on this podcast, okay?
Yeah.
There is nothing I can't wait more. I'm excited to go see people. I'm excited to hug people. But you know what I'm really excited about? Going to a coffee shop and somebody cuts me in line. I say, Excuse me, mister. You cut me in line. He goes, I actually was in the bathroom and I came back. Someone was saving my spot. And the woman goes, I wasn't saving a spot. I go, he wasn't. And he goes, mind your fucking business. You know what I'm excited for? What? Fucking doing some karate on that motherfucker's ass, okay? And tearing the whole fucking place down. Vegan muffins all over the fucking Brooklyn place, you know? It's going to be epic. Dude, I fucking love Cobra Kai.
That's your takeaway? Is I need to get into more fights.
My takeaway is stop solving problems with words. We need to just fucking brawl out, okay? We need to fight.
I think that's the... the message of the thing is how people don't know how to deal with their own inner demons, and they overcompensate with fighting, and it's comedic. Do you not view it as a comedy? You view it as like a drama?
That's a very basic way. That's a very basic way to look at this, Robbie. Robbie, that is very surface. For me, it's a tutorial, okay? I'm learning from Raul.
It's not a comedy. It's not a drama. It's a tutorial.
It's a tutorial.
It's a master class.
100. It's a master class. Ralph Macchio is in character the whole time teaching me how to fucking kung fu my way to life. Okay, bro? And I'll tell you this. Hey, you want to cheat on me? Hey, you better hope the girl I'm with ain't a fucking strong as shit, because she's coming at you with knuckles, bro. Okay, bro? This is my life is about to get interestango. Okay, bro? Interesting. Shit's about to be popping in my life.
So you're coming through 2021 with karate.
Karate. Do I know how to do a single thing? No. When I have to do a quad stretch, do I have to put my hand on a chair in order to balance? Yes. But I do believe I have a couple more months of quarantine to figure out my fucking COG, center of gravity, so I could be fucking kung fu master when I hit the fucking ground running. Okay.
Yeah. Netflix is at a shortage of content right now. So, I mean, hopefully you give us some love. I saw they just put Headspace on Netflix. The app. I guess the meditation app is now on Netflix. That's how low on content they are. So hopefully you like us. We're competing with Netflix for you guys.
I know. Yes, we're finally in the fucking game. Netflix is putting out garbage.
They're in such a drought. They bought Headspace.
I think that the next thing Netflix is going to put out is the security footage from Sears 1998. You know what I mean? Just the CRV cameras, bro. Yeah. You know, Netflix actually just fucking called my dad up. I was wondering if we could get the fucking handheld video cameras from our Halloweens. You know, they're looking to option our Halloweens from that. They want the Wolverine Halloween. They want the fucking when I was Indiana Jones Halloween. They want the two astronauts Halloween, bro. Netflix is looking for garbage. They got nothing right now. So we're doing options for Netflix. But I like this Headspace.
It sounds like somebody at Netflix was like, well, you know, they say Netflix and chill. And I mean, I was thinking, what if we just took that as literal as possible?
Yes. This is Netflix and ultimate and chill your mind. You know,
Netflix and meditate.
This is beautiful. I think that my move, when all this is over, when I'm hanging out with the lady, I say, hey, yo, I go, yo, what's up? You know, because I do my beautiful voice. Yeah. I go, hey, yo, what's going on? You, what a beautiful meal we just had. You know, I was wondering, I wish this place had beds in the back, but because it doesn't, let's go to my place. I got a car. I always drive, you know, I always drive a lady home, you know, nothing like playing music on a car ride home. I go, let's hit my spot. And I go, you want to watch a little Netflix? And she goes, yeah, sure. What do you want to watch? And I go, how about a little fucking dealing with anxiety in a busy city? Hey, baby. How about pushing fears and insecurities down? And we fucking sit there and we fucking close our eyes and deep breath. We may not come at the same time, okay? But we are going to fucking hit Nirvana at the same time, okay, brother? I honestly am kind of worried about fucking letting a girl fucking watch that at my place. She's going to come. She's going to realize she's going to be, what am I doing with my life? She's going to look over to the fucking slobby Robbie next to her. Fucking me. Fucking with fucking oil stains on my shirt from my chicken cacciatore from dinner. And she's going to say, I got to get the fuck out of here.
I honestly wouldn't be surprised if they just have a sex playlist, or they just start to just have a multimedia Netflix and sex. You just go on, you're like, oh, what's a sex playlist? And it's just music videos of great sex R&B songs.
See, but what I would want, I wouldn't want hotter dudes on the screen, which is hard. I know there's only a couple in the world. You know what I'm talking about? Seal, Fabio's hair, you know? Michael Phelps' feet, phenomenal. Anyone in the feet game, you got to take a peeps at Michael Phelps' feet.
Junior Soprano's head.
Junior's head, the top of Junior's head, you know? Not a lot of hot people, but I think if I'm going to watch a movie with a girl and like have it be sexy, I would rather have just images of beach. I don't want to see any people on there.
Oh, if it was a sex playlist. You don't want to actually see the music videos.
No, no.
You just want to see sexy places.
I just want to see sexy.
There's only
places.
Room for one sexy man in this bedroom.
There's only room for one.
That would probably be cheaper too than to get the video rights. But I wouldn't be surprised if they start to get into that stuff like that.
You know the place in Pinocchio, Pleasure Island?
Yes.
That's what fucking Netflix needs. Netflix needs its own Pleasure Island. You know? We might as well yin and yang this shit, right? We're doing ultimate, like, let's be peaceful, let's have peace of mind, meditation. Let's get fucking Pleasure Island on there. Why is it Netflix doing porn?
I don't know. I would imagine the industries are kind of different. And I also
kind of different.
Probably reputation.
But here's the deal. I say the first fucking streaming platform that picks up porn is going to have more subscriptions than anyone. Who's going to be the Denver of streaming platforms? I'll tell Peacock. You might last if you fucking make it P fucking big cock. Okay, bro. All I'm saying is maybe we need one of you to pick up porn, and I guarantee you, you're going to fucking get a bump in subscriptions. You're not going to lose that many.
Hey, maybe Netflix will get there. They'll run out of content. They'll just go to Pornhub and be like, what you got?
What you got?
I got a blank check. Or maybe they'll buy Brazzers. Yeah, what do you know?
Yes. Honestly, I don't think we're far away from a world where Netflix is streaming fucking Bang Bus, okay? I'm just throwing that out there. I'm just throwing this out there, and I swear to God, I am the fucking Notre Dame of fucking society, okay, bro? when you're fucking flipping around at your family reunion with your family at home, and you're like, what should we watch? We should watch a movie, right? And you have to fucking fast forward through the fucking Bang Bus section, right? You'll be like, Sebastian mentioned this years ago. But they also, like, what's beautiful about it is all I really watch on Netflix is cartoons. Let's be honest.
Really? I just bought Disney Plus to watch Soul. And now I forget, A, how deep Disney's roster is of movies, and B, just how great deep Disney Pixar is in general. And, like, I'm going back now watching some of my favorite movies from when I was a kid.
Like what?
I watched Ratatouille the other day. I think I'm going to rewatch a lot of the Pixar movies. I put out a survey on Instagram. I'm like, oh, what's your favorite Disney Pixar movie? And I'm kind of lonely here, I guess, a little bit. I don't mind. I don't get bored, but I do get lonely. I will say that.
This is some bullshit. I'm not enough for him. I literally, we talk on the phone all day. I'm not enough for you?
No, I...
What more can I give you, bro?
You give me a lot. I will say
I gave you my heart the very next day. You gave it away.
But no, I went like 10 days at one point, not seeing another person really besides the grocery store.
Oh, God forbid. God forbid.
No, this is the first time in my life that I've been completely alone. And like,
of course, I know. It's hard.
I'm not trying to be too thotty or thirsty, I guess, on social media. I'm lonely, but I did post the other day, what's your favorite Disney Pixar movie? And I'm like thinking to myself, this is thirstier than a thirst trap. If I wanted attention this bad, I should have just posted a picture without my shirt on. And I'm posted, what's your favorite Disney Pixar movie? And I'm just kidding. I'm like, I'm just asking for attention. I think those question surveys are thirstier than thirst traps.
It depends what the question is.
That's true. It depends. But what's your favorite Disney Pixar movie? Is pretty.
I'll tell you this. When I ask a sneaker question, it's the least thirsty responses you've ever seen, bro. But I will say this. Your fucking acid about Pixar movies is you are going to get a lot of nostalgia checks, bro. You get a lot of nostalgia.
And Coco, like, which I think universally made people cry, and people just being like, oh, I love Coco. And I'm like, I was bawling. I'm crying. And then they're like, we're talking about I was crying. And I'm sending people pictures of me on a plane crying Coco.
Oh,
I'm like, this
God.
Is thirstier than if I just fucking posted a nude.
So this is the move. We're finding out. This is the move of 2021. It is because everyone 2020 was the year of the ass, bro. 2020 was the year of the clap. You know, fuck everyone showing their ass.
Did you just deem it the year of the ass?
2020 was the year of the ass.
Okay. Sebastian has his own, like, the Chinese calendar is like the year of the rat, the year of the, you have your own system of what the years are.
Yes, 2020 was the year of the ass, bro. Okay, I'll tell you this. Yeah. Everyone was home. If you weren't gonna get a fat ass in quarantine, you never. I'm sorry, I don't mean to hate, but like, if you were gonna get a fat ass and work on that, it was in core, right? So it was tis the year of the ass, bro. Tis the year of the ass, right?
I wonder what gave you this idea.
What do you mean, bro? Everywhere I look, I can't turn a corner without an ass bumping into my way, okay? And I don't mean physically, I mean into my vision. It's a nightmare.
On your Instagram stories timeline.
I can't go anywhere without an ass fucking blocking me from finding out the truth about aliens, okay, bro? All I want to know is what's the difference between a Phillips and a flathead screwdriver, and there's just 14 asses in my way to try to get to that, okay, bro?
All right, so 2020, year of the ass.
And then I say 2021.
Is nostalgia questionnaires?
It might be nostalgia, bro. It might be the nostalgia. That might be the hottest thing because it's about the emotional connection.
Yes.
People are done with the physical. We're on to the emotional now. And I do think that posting about Ratatouille, I've seen that. And I went, oh, geez, fucking kid. I'm not texting him tonight, this fucking lonely loser, bro. Fucking, I'm literally like I can't reach out to him because I know he's going to be like, one, he's going to go, I miss New York. And I just can't with that shit with him. I can't with that shit with Robbie is the most annoying person in the world about missing New York. And then... also, I knew that you were getting fucking DMs about that shit. I go, this is, and if I want to get girls in my DM, you know what I'm going to make a story? I'm going to go, oh, what's your favorite Lizzie McGuire movie? Tell me why, right? I guarantee you. Yeah, and everyone will be like, Cadet Kelly, duh. It was the best, right?
Yeah, Hillary Duff movie. Yeah. Cadet Kelly was a great movie. You said Lizzie McGuire movie.
Yes.
But yes, Hillary Duff.
Of course. See, yeah. Even I got you. You already caught feelings, but you're already like, Cadet Kelly, this is a conversation start.
I was thinking because all of the Disney Channel original movies are on Disney Plus, and I was like, oh, that will be a good survey.
All I'm saying, if you're like, oh, I'm not getting any attention from people. I'm not getting too much attraction. Make a post and write a fucking question. Be like, what's your favorite Disney Channel original movie? I guarantee you, you're getting ass or dick pics within the hour, bro. I guarantee it.
I realized this after the fact. I wasn't like pre, I did not have some master plan to get people's attention with all this. I kind of realized it after the fact when I was talking to someone. And they're like, oh, everyone's like, oh, you're so lonely. Are you lonely? I'm like, no. And I'm like, well, if you see me posted thirst traps, then you'll know I got really lonely. And then I'm like looking at my story and I'm like, actually, I think this survey might have been thirstier than if I posted a thirst trap. So maybe I'm lonelier 100%. Than I think.
You're Robbie's lonelier than he thinks. Robbie is a lonely boy.
So anyways,
okay?
Follow me on Instagram at @robbienes if you want to answer some nostalgia surveys in 2021.
Yes.
I move back to the city.
If you want to do the ultimate tiptoe into Robbie's DMs, answer his questions about what was your favorite Warhead flavor, right? Okay.
Yeah, exactly.
And he will be there. And I guarantee you, within an hour, you two will be exchanging your pictures. Okay, bro? And we're talking fucking vanish mode. You know Robbie's hitting that shit.
No, I haven't used vanish mode yet.
The, The Pixar talk. Once you see Robbie go into vanish mode, you know the Pixar talk is over, bro. You know Ratatouille don't play in vanish mode, okay, bro?
No, that's where it starts, man. We'll start to be getting a little sexy, and then I'm like, wait, let's put this into vanish mode, or you could let me know what you thought about how he goes with a peasant's dish for the great.
I'll tell you this.
What?
I'll tell you this, bro. I could talk about fucking Belle. I could talk about Belle. I could talk about fucking the Beast in fucking regular mode. If I'm talking Gaston, you know I'm swiping up the vanish, bro. Vanish mode for Gaston. Bro. When I was a boy, I ate 4 dozen eggs so Sebastian could talk about me in vanish mode. Yes.
Yeah. Woody and Buzz are in regular mode, but Squeaky...
Squeaky.
The penguin that sings at the end of Toy Story 2.
You know we're swiping up to talk about them. That's vanish mode, okay? That is vanish mode. If we're watching Up, bro, if we're watching Up, you know I could talk about the little chub boy. I'll talk about the little chubby boy. I'll talk that regular mode. I'll talk about the dog, regular mode. We want to talk about the love story of the old man and his wife. I'm fucking switching to vanish mode because I'm catching feelings for those fucks, you know? The only thing that's going up is my fucking cock, and that's in vanish mode about fucking Pixar, bro. Phenomenal. So slide tiptoe into Robbie's DMs about your nostalgia shit, funny. And he'll hit you with that fucking DP within the hour, okay?
No. Not hitting anybody with
he'll
DP.
Hit you with the dick pic within the hour.
I will say, though, that nostalgia is a dangerous drug.
Strong. It's 2021's drug.
It may be so. It was seeping into the end of 2020. I'll tell you this, it has me out of shape. I used to live in New York City.
Oh my God, there he is. Fucking there.
And
he is.
When
fucking
I would go to the grocery store in
Harry
New York
Broshaw
City,
himself, bro. Okay.
Bradshaw.
No, but I know it's Bradshaw, but you're Broshaw.
Carrie Broshaw.
You're Carrie Broshaw. You're Carrie Broshaw.
Yeah, that's a nice name. That's Carrie Broshaw.
So you go to the grocery store.
Anyways, yeah, when I would be at my old apartment, I would go to like Trader Joe's or Whole Foods just because it was close. And they have kind of like their own food. It's like a new genre of food. I don't know what the fuck it is. It's just different label. It's different shit that existed when I was a kid. And I'm out here.
What the fuck is 365?
You know, I know. Everything's 365. Or there's these weird names or like unmarked packaging. They try to, who knows what. But
yes, Scandinavian fish. Like, get the fuck out of here. Okay.
There's no nostalgia happening when I go to Whole Foods or Trader Joe's. I'm out here and it's just like a ShopRite, which is the grocery store I would go to growing up, and I just see I see like Entenmann's donuts, so I'm buying fucking 2 boxes of Entenmann's donuts for the first time in 10 plus years. I'm buying cereals I used to eat when I was a kid. I'm buying fucking Italian cookies that I liked to eat on holiday. I'm just, nostalgia is taking over in the grocery store, and I'm just like, I can't, it's not good for my health.
You don't even want the food. You don't even want the food that you're buying. You just are trying to catch feelings from back in the day.
Yeah, exactly. I'm like, the world is so sad. I'm just like, this used to make me happy when I was a kid. Oh, Chips Ahoy Chewy. I love Chips. Like, I'm just going back to shit.
And you know what?
That would make me happy as a kid that I had to have ration to me and I could just buy it.
Chips Ahoy Chewy aren't even that good. Let's be honest. You know what was good? Having no fucking responsibilities. You know what I mean? Exactly. No one ever. That's what should be on the label of every fucking candy. It'd be like, these don't taste. It should be a warning. These do not taste as good as when you were children. Being a child is what made it taste good. Okay. Fucking keep exactly. It moving, you fat fuck.
Yeah.
Right. That's what it should say, because it's not the food that tastes good. It's the memories that taste good.
It's the nostalgia. Yeah.
It's the fucking nostalgia, bro. What cereals you buying?
Like, strawberry frosted mini wheats, which I used to eat every in my senior year of high school. My senior year of high school, when I was running track, I would eat a lot of strawberry frosted mini wheats. I went to Disney World on the senior trip.
Let me be on let me be honest about these strawberry frosted mini wheats. They are the cutest fucking cereal you could have had. You know what I mean? Robbie, you are so cute, bro. Okay. Honestly, if you just said the only thing cuter than strawberry frosted mini wheats would have been my little pony bites. Okay, bro. Like, what are you talking? I can't believe that's a, I hate to flex on everybody right now. I eat fucking waffle crisp, bro. I looked at waffles. I said, make that shit tinier, motherfucker. You know what I mean? I want to feel like an ogre.
Yeah, nostalgia, hell of a drug. I also think smell and taste correlate to your nostalgia the most.
Whoa, bro. You can't be dropping smell and taste in a COVID world like this, okay, bro? You can't. At least we need to give a warning. Be like, hey, anyone that don't have this shit, bro,
no, I'm sorry,
I'll tell you
disclaimer.
This. Disclaimer, bro. You got to disclaim before you just talk about how good smell and taste is. In the new world, we're never going to be able to go out and be like, hey, do you smell the roses? No, this is a new world we're about to live in. People can't smell no more.
I know. That is.
You
got to
be
right.
Careful with that shit, bro. You got to be careful because the COVID is a real thing.
I know.
You can't. And I don't do shit. But everyone remembers I thought my mommy was kissing Santa Claus. So I'm fucking scared about that Santa fucking was a super spreader and gave me COVID. I'm sure everyone remembers. So your boy's proactive. I fucking did the COVID test.
You went to get
I
a COVID test.
I got a COVID. I got a COVID test. First one of the game, bro.
Oh, your first COVID test. You're new to the game.
Yeah.
I'm about three deep.
You're three deep. That's good. I went to the place and you know what? I go. There's a guy behind the plexiglass window. He's telling me what to do. I do the drive-by service, you know, like it felt nice. I got a newfound respect for all these fucking people that are in the medical field, and not because they're putting their lives on the line.
All right.
Physically, the task is hard. Physically, I struggled to do a COVID test on myself. You know, I was having a really hard time following instructions, listening to what the man was doing and to what he wanted me to do, and then responding respectfully when I was make mistakes. I was having a hard time with all three of those things. So let's be honest. I took a COVID test. The results don't even matter because I know I fucked it up. Okay. We cannot be reliable on ourselves for like doing those COVID tests, in my opinion. But we'll find out.
I just stick it up there. They say 15 seconds. I make sure I'm like crying after the COVID test is over. I like do it to the point where I'm tearing up. Not like your eyes just tear up because it gets shoved so far up my nose. And I'm like, all right, I want to make sure that I get a good reading. So I just shove it up until I start to tear it up in my face.
I tried, but I put it in and it started coming out my mouth.
You have a really shallow nostrils.
I got my nasal cavity.
If
I was doing
took a normal size Q-tip and just put it halfway up your nose, we would start to see it out the front of your mouth.
It would start coming out my tongue. It's actually wild. I like like all these magicians think they're so cool doing that trick. I'm like, bro, I do that nonstop. Okay, when I was a little kid, I was eating a pesto with a linguine. Believe it or not, I've been eating pesto and linguine since I was a little kid. I was eating pesto and linguine. All of a sudden, we're sitting at the dinner table. I go, everyone goes, what's the matter, Sebastian? Because I would talk nonstop, believe it. And I go, and they go, what's the matter? I go, something's happening. And then they go, what? I go, and then all of a sudden I go, it's coming out. And then I pull out of my nose a whole attached pesto with linguine all the way out of my nose from my mouth.
I honestly can't tell if this is a real story.
This is a real story, and my sister never ate pesto afterwards because the green
it
she
looks
equates
like
boogers.
Boogers.
She equates green boogers. The basil looks like boogers, and I pulled the pesto
How
out of my
the
mouth.
How did you do that?
I have no idea. I watched Chris Angel. I go, I'm a mind freak too, motherfucker. Okay, bro. Like, I don't know how I did it. It just happened. It just came out it like hurt my nose, and I pulled it out of my nose, a full linguine. And then I think I probably ate it because I was a child that thought that would be funny. I was that sort of kid. I thought I would like aggravate just to get the reaction out of everyone. And also, let's be honest, at a certain age, we all ate our fucking boogies.
I'm sure.
Anyone out
somebody
there,
may
anyone out there lying, anyone out there lying, if you meet somebody, here's a good test to find out if you're with a liar or not. You go, hey, baby. And they go, well, yeah, what's? Be like, when you were a little kid, did you eat your boogies? And if they say no, if they say never, never, this is the door test.
This is
the door test from a
first date. First dates with Sebastian Canelli. You'll get appetizers, but you're also going to have to admit to the gross things you did as a child.
It's fucking new year, new rules, motherfucker.
I love this.
New year, new rules.
I got some new rules, too.
This is great. New year, new you rules. And you know what the rules are? Do whatever the fuck you got to do. Okay?
Yeah, exactly.
Do whatever you got to do to fucking handle your business, bro.
I love this. Yeah, you don't want to follow somebody, don't follow them. And besides me and Sebastian, please still follow us. Follow Loud About Nothing. Share clips. Engage with us on Instagram. But literally any other person that you're like, you're seeing what they're doing. I don't know. You just don't. You feel obligated to follow. You feel bad. Literally, you don't got to do that. Bye.
No, you met your cousin's girlfriend twice. Unfollow that asshole. Yes. Okay. Unfollow. There's no reason why you need updates on your ex's cousin.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's somebody you met at a bar 2 years ago and they were like, take my Instagram. Let's gonzo. You don't want to see
Donzo.
What a family Christmas looks like.
Donzo,
you don't need to
bro.
See their little quarantine projects anymore. Don, you don't literally somebody you used to be like pretty good friends with and you're just like, they're not cutting it for me anymore.
This is the year that you got to do what you want to do.
Yeah.
Anyone ask you to do your favorite? Oh, hey, Sebastian, can you help me? I need help moving. I know you have a car.
Exactly. Move.
I know you got a car. Can you help me move? I go, I'll look at them. I'll be like, no, just no, period. And fucking
send
end
them,
the combo, bro.
Send them a link to movers. Yeah, bro. Yes, I know these great movers. Where are you moving to?
Yeah. And then fucking
moving from Bed-Stuy to South Brooklyn. Oh, yes. Awesome. And then you just send them a link to a moving company in their area. And
exactly.
Honestly, if you don't want to do that, don't even fucking do that.
Don't even do that. Don't even. Your mom calls you 14 times. Don't call her back, bro.
Wow.
If you don't want
shot. You're not going to do that. That is advice Sebastian will not be keeping.
New year, new rules. Who knows what the deal is with me this year, bro? Who knows what the deal is?
Yeah, especially when shit opens up. Parties, fucking weddings, birthday parties, all of that. You do not have
fuck
to go
that.
To any of that.
Fuck that. Somebody fucking wants you to go to a party. It's their birthday party. Hey, I love if you come to my birthday party, yada, yada.
You know, it's brunch in the East Village. No.
Yeah,
you do not have
brunch
to go
in
to
the
brunch.
East,
you never, if you don't East like Village. Brunch in the East Village, if you don't like Bottomless Brunch, you never have to go again. If you love Bottomless Brunch, you can go every Saturday and Sunday of 2021.
Every
drink bottomless mimosas. Go alone. You don't have to do shit alone. That's the other thing. You could be doing shit alone.
You should only be doing what you love. If you like croissants and you go into a fucking coffee shop and they got six croissants, be like, I'll take the whole bundle. You know, it's new year, new rules. And they go, do you want a bag? And you say, no, I'll eat them at the counter. And then you just stand there and you fucking slam them. This is new year, new rules.
But yeah, and if they have anything to say, send them our way.
Send them our way. I'm
well,
great
me,
with
sir, that's not the rules in this business. No, actually, you're wrong.
Just fucking slam it down. Be like, Seabass Provolone's got something different to say about this, okay?
Exactly.
Right? That's all I'm talking about. You're tired of not wearing Juicy Couture on your pants? You fucking wear Juicy Couture and make sure we cross pants, okay? Okay?
You look so tired today. What did you run a bunch of miles? What did you worry? Have a really tough workout? No, I'm just exhausted from the lack of Juicy Couture on my ass.
Say, hey, new year, new rules, bro. If you want to hook up with somebody, call your shot in a respectful way, but call your shot. And if you don't, if you're with somebody and
just
you
figure
do
out their favorite Disney movie and post 15 stories of it,
that's
commentate.
That's all you have to do. That's all. If you're with somebody and you two aren't getting along, you're not feeling it with each other, break up.
Yeah, definitely that.
We are team breakup. You give us their number and we'll fucking handle the business.
Break up with him. We are team
breakup. Break up with him. Break up with her. Break up with them. Break up with everybody, okay?
Yeah.
You don't like your cat? You don't like your cat? I'm sure there's someone, an aunt, that wants your fucking cat, okay, bro? This is new year, new rules.
I would even go. Break up with everybody. I would even, this might be a little controversial. I would even go as far as saying you're a really good buddy from college. He got engaged. He's getting married. And he goes, hey, Seb, I want you to be the best man in my wedding. And you guys are still close, but not you. The first thing you think, if somebody asked you to be their maid of honor or their best man, and the first thing you think is, oh, fuck, that's a lot of work.
Go ahead. Hey, no. Hit me. You know what? They hit me with that. Hey, Seb, will you be my best man?
Seb, we used to be real close in college. I know that I haven't really evolved much from my college self. And a lot of my friends are kind of tools. And that is going to be in the bridal, the groomsman party.
Of course.
But, I mean, you're a good guy. You're not as bad as them. And I love you a lot. And I think you're an emotional guy. You do a really good job. Being my best man. Wow. I would love for you to be my best man at my wedding, on my wedding day, when me and my wife, who I love her, it's going to be the most important day of my life. And I want you, because you're the best guy I've ever known. I know that sometimes I'm a scumbag, but you, honestly, you keep me beautiful. Would you, Sebastian Canelli, be my best man on my wedding day?
Nah, bro. Fuck that.
That's a perfect response.
2021 is the year that we don't have to fucking do shit we don't want to do.
I love that. Yeah.
And this is but new year, everything. New rules.
That's it. That's the new year, new rules. And you could create these
new rules.
Just the thesis of the rule has to be that you're coming first.
Yes. You put yourself first. Okay.
2022, maybe we'll reevaluate. 2022, maybe we go back to having value. But for 2021, where this is going to be the most selfish year of your life.
This is going to be beautiful.
Once shit opens up, don't be going super
opens up.
Don't be going crazy. New year, new rule. Don't be running into ShopRite with no mask on.
Let's be honest. There's still rules of the world. Don't fucking hurt people.
Yeah, don't be running into stores with no mask on. Don't do that. Yes. This is a post-pandemic world, I think, that we're talking about. Put yourself up.
Of course. This is a post-pandemic world. And still, there are some rules in that, right? So don't be like, Sebastian said I could do this. No. Keep my name out your fucking mouth, okay?
Yeah.
Keep my name out your mouth, okay? But except if you're hyping me up.
If you want 8 croissants. In a time
if you want
to eat indoor dining, when indoor dining is deemed safe by Dr. Anthony Fauci,
yes,
fucking shove your face with croissants and say Seabass Provolone sent you.
But it's not now, and people need to know that. People acting crazy still, Robbie.
I know. And you know what? You know what gets me, which I think this is a new thing that has come about in the COVID times, is that people have become more obsessed with looking like the good guy.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody wants to seem like they're doing the bad thing. Whereas, like, you'll see people doing parties or going to clubs or whatever they're doing, and then they're trying to give an explanation. Oh, well, actually, everybody here was tested. Oh, they're posting, like, their test results before a holiday or a vacation. They're posting, 100%. Oh, we're all in a bubble together, actually. And, like, as if we can't pay attention to past stories. And it's like, whatever. Do whatever the fuck you want, but don't pretend you're the good guy. You're going to do bad things. I don't know when this obsession of I got to show you that I'm good, even though I'm doing something that maybe seem not good. I got to show you that I'm actually doing something good. Just fucking do what you want and do it, but own it.
Yes, 100%. If you're going to act like a bad person, we're going to think you're a bad person. So stop fucking trying to cover your ass. Okay?
Which is fine. Nobody does everything perfect all the time. But it's just wild to me to see people that are like, that never used to happen. People used to do bad shit all the time before this, and they wouldn't be posting the justification for it.
100%. And like, nobody, nobody back in the day would be like, oh yeah, I swam with these dolphins. Look, but let me tell you about these dolphins. They all have free range. We allow them in the ocean twice a week. They're fed natural foods, right? Nobody's saying that. These dolphins are tortured that you're swimming with, okay?
Exactly.
Why are we giving disclaimers now?
No, nobody was going to Machu Picchu and talking about how they're the shaman was paid a living wage and they have health insurance and that they're getting organic food and that the trip is labor.
Yes. I made sure my tour guide at Machu Picchu was part of a union.
He yeah, deserves exactly. Union.
Like, yeah. What the fuck is
nobody
happening?
Used it. People used to shit that was like questionably bad all the time, and it was just like whatever, you posted it and you let the judges out to be decided. Now everyone's trying to fucking be all good. I'm over it.
And stop lying. You can't be like, we all got COVID negative tests and then be at a fucking party, a fucking bubble party or whatever.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
Club. People are yeah, everybody in this club in Atlanta or Miami where clubs are open was tested. It's like, no, they weren't, and that's what is what it is, but don't post like
do not
before you judge me, everybody in here. No, it's you're just did a bad thing. People didn't used to fly private jets and be like, oh no, this oil jet fuel was locally sourced. The pilot, no one. I don't know when this like this life of it's new because of COVID.
No one posts fucking pictures with their fucking engagement rings and be like, just so you know, I made sure the diamonds was blah 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 blah, blah, right?
Sending the certificate. Exactly.
It's not a blood diamonds, right? Yeah. No, motherfucker, we know that you did a bad thing, but you're relishing in because the joy that you're experiencing is better than the hurt that you're momentarily joy. You'd rather show everyone, oh, I have this fun thing rather than the pain that you're causing.
And it's fine. So, and people judge. Some people are going to judge you and some people aren't. But stop playing us for idiots. I feel stupid almost. Yes. I feel like they must think I'm stupid when they're trying to tell me that they're, oh, no, but I'm still a good person. I would almost appreciate somebody if they were like, yeah, I'm in this club and four people are confirmed COVID positive, but I was mad depressed and I needed to go here. And it's like, look, I don't agree with it. I wouldn't do that. But at least the person is being honest.
Fucking life's hard. I get one to go out, but we can't right now.
No.
So you know what we have to do? I'm creating some little hype for myself around the house about small things. I'm getting excited. I'm trying to get myself excited about small things all the time.
That's great.
My new thing is just getting hyped about basic ass shit that literally that because all it is going on a vacation doesn't feel good on vacation. You know what feels good about going on vacation?
Absolutely. Yeah. The months leading up to it, the outfits that you buy for it, going
exactly.
to the gym. You look at a picture on your monitor every day at work. Oh, I can't wait to be there. I agree.
100%. It's not about the vacation. It's not about the thing. So all we have to be doing is not having better activities in our life. We have to have better hype about those activities in our life. Okay.
Absolutely.
I'm saying make small activities. We want to do Tea Tuesdays and be fucking hyped and fucking be like, we're wearing British. We're going to talk in British accents on Tuesday. You'd be looking at fucking the London fog, bro. You'd be looking at fucking you watch Paddington Bear thinking, oh, I can't wait to drink a tea on Tuesday, bro. This is what it's about. It's not about the goal. It's about the hype on the way to the goal. So I'm hyping shit up like crazy.
I didn't learn much in college, and I generally think it's a waste of money. But I will say the number one takeaway that I had from college is that life is just all about the hype. That
it's
everything leading
hype.
Up to. I would even have a party every single week, the same exact party, the same exact people, the same exact
yes.
alcohol, the same exact
yes.
venue. And the difference in what the party would be how much you were able to hype everyone going. And just like generally small things. All right, we're going to do Disney princesses and princes this week.
Yes!
Oh, get hyped. Play music about it all week. That would be a better party than something that people weren't. It's all, I think in general, life is all about the hype.
Life is all about the hype. I couldn't agree more, bro. I couldn't agree more. And I'm saying We don't need a big outcome, right? We hype stuff that sucks. Has anyone ever looked at the new Yeezys? The fucking, the ones that are like slippers, the slides?
Yeah, yeah.
Literally a hermit crab wouldn't fucking wear those, bro. Okay? They are gross as shit, but people buy them because of the hype. And we need to start hyping. I'm saying we do fucking Pizza Fridays. You get a fucking slice of pizza. You listen to fucking, I'm going to drop his name. You listen to Harry Belafonte all fucking week, bro. Drink, motherfuckers.
I used to do this early in quarantine. That's what I would do. We would watch Godfather, Goodfellas, yes. Irishman, and we would get pizza and have wine, and they'd be like, oh, that was something that I would do. We would use movies to create hype every day. We'd be like, we would have a schedule when I was locked in my apartment. I think this is great. I think this is great advice to get through the end of whatever.
End of quarantine. Even if you're like, I don't like a lot of your examples of food, Sebastian, can you move on beyond food? I'm like, first off, get to know your boy. Okay. Secondly, okay, I could do that. What if you like long walks, right? How about you just think about, oh, I'm going to take a long walk on Wednesday afternoon.
Yeah, Wednesday write it afternoon, down. I'm going to take long a walk Wednesdays. Long walk Wednesdays.
Long walk Wednesday. And you fucking, and everyone's like, and you just start playing music. Da, 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 da. Everyone's like, what's going on below? And you just hear the fucking laces being tied up tight. Da, da, da. Fucking, we got a hat going on, bro. It's about you getting like, I'm about to do this, right?
I think, a catchphrase helps with hype in my experiences. A catchy name of an event helps with hype in my experiences. Yeah, some music to go like Harry, but like some things like that to amp it up. Go, maybe you do it with people, you get other people involved, and they're Robbie, all doing the same kind of things. These are ways. I think with everything, this is why. With anything in life, this guy's outside of just quarantine. Hype is one of the most important elements that you can use in your life. So it's a great advice, Sebastian.
It's 100% true. Do you hear the hype that I create around the episode? I literally only hype up the podcast. The podcast. Here's the secret, ladies and gentlemen. Right? Here's the people. Secret hottie boobadies. Right?
We have thousands and thousands of listeners.
The secret is there is no contents to the podcast. Or the whole podcast is just hype. Yeah. We are, I wonder, what's in the wonder ball? We are the wonder ball, and you open it, and we're fucking hollow chocolate, motherfuckers, okay? This podcast is only hype,
all
okay?
Right, don't let them in on too many of the secrets.
No, they need to know, because all we are, we truly have never made a single point of content in this. I've never made a single good point in this podcast.
I think Robbie, I make points.
Robbie's never even spoken on this podcast because all we do is hype. This podcast is truly just us saying different catchphrases over and over and again. But you know what? It is what it is, motherfucker.
We have some content and we make some points. I don't want to lose people. People are going to be like, wait, why am I listening to this? Robbie, maybe I should just do Headspace. I was really considering leaving Netflix for them about 45 minutes ago. But now when they frame it like this, maybe I should be using my time better. No, we're more than just hype. We are thoughtful content kings, but hype can help you get through the rest of the... I mean, fuck it. Everything is hype. Sebastian.
Everything is hype. Let's stop doing it.
Sebastian's right.
Everything is hype. So what I need, what I'm going to be doing, and what I suggest everybody else doing... Start hyping little shit in your life up, and I guarantee you, it's going to be exciting. Ooh.
All right, you want to do a summer call?
One thing I get loud about is when I go to a restaurant and the portions are just so small, and the prices don't match the portions. And I just feel like some of these restaurants are trying to see with how little they can get away with serving me. I mean, sheesh, it just really grinds my gears.
This is good. This is the time to take down restaurants. You know what I mean? This is the time to make a call about restaurants.
I couldn't be more pro restaurant right now. now. I just was Ratatouille. I'm like, I'm fucking ready to run through a brick wall for restaurants right now. In normal times, I get what he's saying.
And maybe this phone call is from months ago. Maybe this phone call is from way before pandemic, before we had the fucking podcast. Maybe we had this phone line and voicemail set up for months and months before this podcast.
Let's give him the benefit of the doubt. Oh, you know what? I'm checking now. And yeah, it's from December 2019, this call.
Oh, okay. So this makes sense.
Not from December 2020. Yeah.
Yes. But
December 31st, New Year's Eve, yeah, of 2019.
That what time was did he call?
11:54 p.m.
11:54. Okay, just enough time.
He ran to the bathroom after the meal. He must have went to like one of those New Year's Eve parties where they have like a prefix $150.
Excused himself from the table. He said, "Excuse me."
He's like,
"Excuse me. I have to make a quick phone call." Yeah. His fiance. They just got engaged. He's like, "What are you doing, baby? You're gonna miss our first midnight kiss when we just got engaged." He's like, "Baby. I got something to do." And he goes, "I got something to do." And then he storms out, and makes his fucking phone call. I will say, portion size are small. Some restaurants, the portion sizes are small, but in Staten Island, portion sizes are very big.
Yeah, you gotta do a little due diligence on where you're going.
Yes, you need to look at the restaurants.
Small, you gotta go. I mean, yeah, maybe you read into it. I get that they're maybe getting smaller and smaller, and it's expensive, and you're like, what the fuck?
I will say this: pick the restaurant based on the portion size that you want. You know, when people ask where you want to go, have an opinion, or go to a place where you order an entree and a bunch of sides for the table. We're problem solving for you, right?
Yeah.
Nothing like saying like, hey, let's get some broccoli robins and some potato wedges and some fucking sweet corn for the table, right? What restaurant is this? I have no idea that they have sweet corn and broccoli rob, right? But we're ordering it all for the table, right? Or I'll tell you this, maybe this guy's a true psycho and he goes to buffets and just makes himself small plates and he gets pissed.
I don't think he's that. Yeah, no, I could see here also he says, I've never been to a buffet. I will say this, we can go after is a lot of these like fast casual chains do get progressively less. Like Chipotle back in the day, back in its heyday, you'd get mad chicken. Oh, let me a little extra chicken. Oh, yeah, no worries. Getting tighter and tighter, I think, on these like corporate restaurants almost, they are just squeezing because it's a little bit more calculated. It doesn't have as much of a small business feel. So I don't know. Maybe he was talking about that too. Maybe we'll give him that benefit of the doubt.
I'll tell you this, any small business I go, any small like family owned or self owned restaurant, like usually they're trying to they'll usually throw you something, right?
Yeah,
or they'll they'll give you a little extra. So I say that you just have to be more purposeful where you go. And also, let's remember, if you're going to a restaurant, don't fucking post about it. Or if you do, we're coming for you, motherfuckers.
Post your negative COVID test. Just sit in it for a little bit.
Yes. Yeah, just let us shame you.
Either sit in it or don't post it. It's really easy to not post. People think you're just sitting in your apartment forever if you just can fight the urge to not post. Nothing qualifies you right now as being a good person.
Nothing. And also, I'll say this. My favorite part of the restaurant, no one actually likes the bread on the table. But why we like the bread on the table, it's the foreplay. It's the hype. It's the hype to the meal.
It is. So I like the bread on the table, though.
Of course. No, you don't. No one actually loves bread on table, but everyone loves bread at a restaurant because everyone smells the food. We're reading the menu. We're thinking about all the options we could possibly have.
Yeah, it is the hype.
Half the time you're disappointed, bro. So next time, don't even worry about the portion size. Just when the waiter goes, are you guys ready to order? Be like, we're definitely going to need a few more minutes and fucking relish in the fact that you're fucking enjoying the moments of the hype. I'll tell you this, I've never sat down at a restaurant and ordered within an hour. I've never ordered within an hour. Not
I'm
even a drink.
Here, I can't. I'm so pumped.
Not even a drink.
I think a hype of a restaurant comes like you have the reservation on the. That's where I don't relish in the hype at the physical restaurant.
I'm at the physical table. If I'm at sushi, I'm playing with the chopsticks. I'm fucking turning the soy sauce.
A tough
bro.
Reservation. New York City, you have to book. New York City. You have to book 30 days out in advance. As soon as you're like 30 days, I have this reservation on the calendar. I'm pumped. Oh, I can't wait. You look at the menu at your work, whatever. That's the hype. Not when you're sitting there.
It's when you're sitting there. Sometimes they bring me the food and I go, just wrap it up. I say, just wrap it up. I don't even fucking take it. New year, new rules. Hit the fucking music, Robbie.